Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with state climatologist Harry Hilliker, talking about the recent weather this winter and what to expect in the coming days. And when we have snowfalls that are lower than normal and with lower moisture content than normal, what kind of impact does that have then on the drought conditions?
Generally speaking, not much. Typically, snowfall and winter precipitation really doesn't help Iowa's moisture situation that much. And a couple of reasons being, one is winters typically our driest time of the year, so we just, even a normal winter doesn't really bring us all that much moisture. And secondly, soils are typically frozen from about second week of December all the way through the end of February, so whatever moisture we get generally isn't able to make its way into the soil. So this time it's just kind of playing the waiting game now to get to next spring and opportunity to replenish subsoil moisture levels and things of that nature at that time. But for the winter, really doesn't make all that much difference as far as overall moisture levels, although certainly surface water supplies like farm ponds, things like that, especially in areas of southeast and south central Iowa, we've had two very dry years in a row. And you know, some runoff from melted snow or rainfall or whatever would certainly be helpful as far as getting those farm ponds up again. And but again, usually don't get all that much moisture this time of the year. So a drier than normal winter is still just a little drier than what a typically dry period would be. So it really isn't a time of year where you usually see much progress as far as drought recovery. But on the positive side, generally drought doesn't get worse this time of year either, because with the low temperatures, you're really not losing much moisture either at this time of the year. So it's kind of just in a holding pattern as far as the drought situation goes.
And last February, we saw some pretty warm temperatures for the time of year. Looking at our long-term forecast, what are we seeing or what are we going to see here in southeast Iowa the end of January, moving into February?
Well, as far as the National Weather Service outlook, they're slightly favoring a colder than normal January overall. Obviously, we're off to a very cold start to the month, so it'd take quite a warm-up to end up having a warmer than normal month after the beginning we've had here. And also, near to below normal temperatures be expected for the month of February as well, although the same outlook was generally in place last year. We're actually in a very similar global weather pattern, with a so-called La Niña event taking place out in the Pacific, which usually means colder than normal weather from areas just to the north of Iowa and further north, and warmer than normal winter weather from areas just to the south of Iowa and points further south. And Iowa typically would see temperatures not necessarily near normal, but really no tendency one way or the other with La Niña. But last winter, obviously, had an extremely mild February and one of the warmest on record. And so really wasn't foreseen very far ahead of time, given the global pattern that we had at that time. So you never really know. So the best odds would be something near normal, but just have to, I guess, wait and see what materializes for the latter part of the winter.
That's been today's Washington Page with state climatologist Harry Hilliker talking about the weather we've experienced to start 2018. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.